This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Acknowledge your baseball tribal chief.
Acknowledge me.
MLB Insider, USA Today, Odyssey Sports, friend of the program, Bob Nightingale joins us. Bob, happy New Year, brother. We all got a nice New Year's gift here in Houston when the Astros announced they were signing Japanese star pitcher Tatsuya Imai. What does his acquisition mean for the team, and what do you expect as far as what the Astros rotation might look like?
Well, certainly, I mean, he should be one of the top, you know, two or three starters for sure. I was surprised, you know, he didn't get more money. I think everybody was, but everybody was just, you know, not sure what you're going to get. I thought he'd get more just because of what, you know, what happened in the in the playoffs or World Series, you know, for, you know, with the Dodgers, Yamamoto looking so good, so we'll see. But you know, for the price tag they got him for, I thought it was a steal and a no brainer. You know, very very low risk.
Bob, Chris Partsy here. So what's the next shoe to drop in your opinion for the Astros in terms of offseason moves?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, I could see them going after a, the other Japanese player. I'm not trying to name now.
Okamoto.
Yeah, Okamoto. You know, if they trade Paredes. You know, otherwise, probably just some little tinkering here and there. But I don't see any major moves.
So, and that kind of brings me to where I wanted to go with you next, which is they still have the glut on the infield, where you essentially have Christian Walker and Isak Paredes to share one position, both of whom are going to be making way too much money to share a position. You have Jake Meyers, who's, you know, gotten some attention in trades for, you know, in center field. They still have Jesus Sanchez, who's kind of been a forgotten member of the team, almost assumed by everybody here locally that the Astros are going to find a way to move him. What is there anything going on with the Astros on the trade front, and or what moves might you see them making?
Well, I think with them it might be a deal where, okay, who doesn't get Bregman, you know, who doesn't get some of these guys, then or Arenado, and then they can be a fallback option to, you know, get Paredes. Like, okay, if we don't get these guys, maybe we'll make a trade for Paredes. I would think he'd be more logical than Walker, just because I think he's got more value for the buck.
Well, what do you see them do? The Astros have is Jake Meyers coming back? Is Jesus Sanchez going to be on this team? What do you think their outfield looks like?
Yeah, it's wide open. I mean, you kind of don't see Meyers coming back. You know, someone's like, well, do they really want him that bad, or do they think they can do better? So, you know, they may. Who knows? They can be trading a Freddy's or Walker, for that matter, to get outfield help. You know, go that way. You know, certainly some teams that have a glut of outfielders that might be willing to do that. So, just a regular baseball trade. And sometimes those don't happen until spring training. You know, you see what you got, who gets injured, you know, that sort of thing.
Bob, do you think it's likely that we see either Christian Walker or Paredes traded by the time we get to spring training before that?
I would say unlikely, just because they, you know, I mean, teams are putting the roster together. So if nothing happens the next, you know, 2 weeks or so, I think you hold on to him. Then you just bring everybody into spring training. There's always spring training trades and stuff like that. And you're always going to have, someone's going to have some unforeseen injuries. You know, it makes it a little tougher this year because it's WBC. You know, you're not sure, you know, who's going to be around, you know, that sort of thing. But I think it'd be more unrealistic to see both of them on the roster come opening day, but not necessarily, you know, spring training can be fine.
Talking with Bob Nightingale, longtime MLB insider with USA Today, with us on the guest line. Bob, what do you equate to a slow-moving free agent market right now?
I just think I know at the GM meetings and winter meetings, nobody used a potential lockout for a reason for anything. But now you're kind of wondering, wow, I mean, except for Dylan Cease, we haven't seen a free agent, you know, get the money they wanted. So, obviously, you know, these price tags, remember people were talking about Kyle Tucker for, you know, $400-500 million, something like that. You know, you're not even hardly hearing his name. You know, Bregman's name hasn't come up, certainly not for a 6-year deal. And I'm not sure. I think maybe these guys had a lot higher value in mind that they're going to get. So, I don't see anybody giving Tucker, you know, the $400+ million that, you know, that he wanted. So I think maybe the whole free agent market, these guys could be in for a rude awakening.
If the entire free agent market, really outside of Cease, is kind of depressed in years and dollars, and, you know, we're going into the final year of a CBA, have you started to hear anything from the players' union regarding the word collusion?
No, I think I have not. And, you know, we'll see what happens with the rest of the market. I mean, there's still a lot of big stars out there. But, when Dylan Cease got the 210, it's okay, he set the bar. I don't know if that scared people. And I think maybe more teams are thinking, you know what, these big deals aren't working out like we thought. You know, we're not going to give the long-term contracts. I mean, look at the Mets. Steve Cohen's got all the money in the world, and he's got his own, you know, president of baseball operations, David Stearns, saying, I don't believe in him. We're not going to get him out. And maybe you know, a lot more people are kind of copying the same thing.
Well, they can't give out more than 3 years. They only give out 15.
Exactly.
That's
yeah, and it feels that was like a Steve Cohen thing. Yeah.
It feels like it. Bob, so, I mean, with that being said, could you see this, I guess, slow-moving free agency period kind of being the norm moving forward in, you know, in the next, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 years?
I would hope not. I mean, I know baseball has talked about having some kind of a deadline. The union spot that.
Somewhere around here.
Talk about trade deadlines and agents want a trade deadline to move the free agent process more. And then the owners want a free agent deadline, and union doesn't want that. But yeah, it's just such a slow trickle. I mean, it's so much more, you know, more boring than the other sports. Yeah. You know, when free agency hits, everybody's going crazy all at once. And now we're going to have the same thing again. We're just a slow trickle right into spring training again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So, I mean, would something like that be a big enough issue to hold up CBA talks, like the deadlines you were just talking about?
No, I don't think so. No. Yeah, I don't think that part of it. But it just does, you know, make the offseason kind of a drudgery type thing.
Yeah.
Where people don't pay attention. I know the most exciting time was when we had the lockout for the COVID. You know, when the players get back to work that year. And then everybody started signing within, you know, a week. Yeah, that was a blast. And this has been tough.
Clearly, the next CBA will have a transfer portal for all players who want to be free agents.
That'll make it fun.
Right, request a trade. I want the transfer portal.
That'll make it a lot of fun.
Hey, Bob, we've seen Munetaka Murakami signed a below expected deal on the south side of Chicago. We opened this interview talking about the below expected deal that Tatsuya Imai signed. There were a lot of players from Japan and Korea, particularly players who started their careers here in the States, didn't have success, went overseas, found success, now coming back, who've signed really, team-friendly price deals as opposed to, say, a pitcher who has performed not as well but was here in the States. Those guys are getting more money. We've seen in the past players coming from Japan and get big money deals. Is there currently a depression in the Japanese / Korean market for players coming into MLB?
Yeah, I don't know why, because you talk about more and more stars. I mean, you look at the with the Dodgers and Yamamoto, people go, oh, man, what's he going to do? And he was one of the top pitchers in all of baseball last year. But when the Hiroki Sasaki was a semi-bust. Now, he pitched well in come playoff time, but he was a bust during the season. So I think just people don't want to take that gamble. But yet you have Americans that go over there. If they perform well, they've got their contracts and they're very well coming back. So I think that's why some of these cases, especially in my case, you have opt-outs after every year. Like, really, that's all he's going to get? So, force him to perform well the first year so he can show people, okay, this is what you missed out on. Now do you want me?
Bob, who is the next big name as far as foreign-born or players playing overseas that I guess is on the come up but isn't on our radar here yet? In the States, if there is one.
Yeah, I know there's supposed to be another pitcher over there, and I can't think of his name, but we'll hear about him at the WBC. Mm. I mean, that's why a lot of these guys' names came up to WBC, whether Imai, Murakami and stuff. It's like, okay, man, these guys are studs. And so I think we'll get a much better gauge come WBC time as far as hearing about these guys and their potential.
Bob, where do you expect Kyle Tucker is going to land?
I still think Toronto. I just don't think there's a market for him. I think Toronto has always been out there. I'm not sure they made an offer. They don't want to bid against themselves. That stuff happened, last year. It really irritated them. You don't hear about him with the Cubs at all. I don't think Cubs necessarily want him back. The Dodgers say, okay, we'll give you a 3 or 4 year deal. You want to take that? So, I mean, someone's going to be in for a rude awakening here. It may be him.
Where do you have what's going on with Framber Valdez?
Same thing. I think when he saw the $210 million, he's got to think, man, I'm a whole lot better than Dylan Cease is. And certainly, he didn't have a great year last year. Cease was very mediocre. So, I think that he's probably holding out for around $200 million. He's not getting it and kind of waiting to see, who will finally step up. But certainly, he's the best guy out there. I think what's worried teams, too, is just, man, he's had some, kind of a temper tantrums type thing. Obviously, the issue with the catcher last year has scared some teams. I think if that stuff hadn't happened, he would already be signed by now.
And, of course, the final piece of the triumvirate is Alex Bregman. Do you think he winds up back in Boston?
I do. I think they won the most. I think they need the most. Detroit was big in the mix last year, and I think Detroit felt jilted, like, hey, we made you a good offer, you used it. We just made the playoffs, without you, we can do it again. I know a lot of talk with the Cubs, but Matt Schaub played very well as a rookie. And obviously, they made the playoffs without Bregman. Arizona's kind of like, well, if nothing else happens for you, we're here. If we can move our own guy, Ketel Marte, but they can't sign him. They don't have Marte on the budget. So I still think, yeah, Boston makes the most sense.
Where is Bo Bichette? If Kyle Tucker winds up in Toronto, does that mean they're out on Bichette?
I would think so. I don't think they can afford both. I think it's too much. I'm not saying it's not impossible. But I think Bichette's got a big asking price, too. And I think people are using Bichette versus Bregman. Like, okay, who will take our money here? And so that teams will, you know, kind of make offers to both, saying that, you know, if you guys want it, first come, first serve. So we'll see what happens. I would think Bichette would be a natural fit, whether Boss or anybody else that doesn't get Bregman.
Is he more likely to play short, second, third? Where does are his days of being a shortstop numbered?
I think so. I mean, he was way below average defensively. Of course, he missed a lot of time too. Second base, he looked very good in the playoffs. So I would think a lot of teams will look at him at second base. And, you know, seems like a great athlete too. Where played a number of positions in the infield. You know, who knows? Maybe one day he's in the outfield too. But, you know, you're signing him for the bat, not the defense.
All right, Bob. Last one for you. And yes, there is a little bit of sarcasm in this. Are the Yankees not going to spend any money this offseason?
Well, I think they they made an offer for Bellinger, and kind of saying, hey, yeah, we're interested in you. If they don't get Bellinger, maybe then they have to look toward Tucker. But I think what the owner, Hal Steinbrenner, is saying is, wait a minute now. You know, we had over $300 million payroll. And, what did it get us? Tampa Bay's got the low payroll every year. You know, and they're right, you know, fighting for the division title. And don't have to look any further than the Milwaukee Brewers, you know, like $130, $140 million payroll. Granted, they're in a weak division, but you can win with a smaller payroll. And I think, you know, I know Houston went over the luxury tax last year. A lot of times I think it's what Jim Crane's thinking is too. It's like, hey, you can spend what you want right up to luxury tax. I really don't want to go over it, you know, unless you're guaranteeing me a World Series appearance.
I just spent the last 2 weeks in New York with family, 90% of whom are evil Yankees fans. And their misery over the fact the Yankees haven't done anything warmed my heart.
Yeah, and the Cubs fans are going for the same thing. Like, wait a minute now, what are we doing? But, you know, a lot of teams haven't spent, you know, money yet. And, we are January 2nd. I mean, you hate to say it's still early, but let's see what happens here the next 3 weeks.
He's Bob Nightingale, a longtime MLB insider. With USA Today, Odyssey Sports with us on the guest line. Follow him on X, Twitter, at B Nightingale. Bob, thank you so much for taking some time with us, brother. Happy New Year to you and the family. We'll talk soon.
All right. Happy New Year, guys. Take care.
All right. Appreciate Bob Nightingale you. With us on the guest line. You heard, the first part of that interview, we pretty much talked about the Astros. You heard what he had to say about the Astros. Let's dive into that a little bit more next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.